Send a movie idea.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to 2018, and welcome to the Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many of your ideas, as many of our ideas as we like, but only one will make it through to the next stage, where it will be named in the New Year's Honours list for services to creativity. I'm Joel, a man who puts the ass in brass, and across from me is John Harris, a man whose New Year's resolution is to avenge the death of the radio star.
I'll get it this year.
You'll finally
kill
video.
6 years, 6 years, but I will get it.
You'll get it. Every year, yeah. Every year.
Since 2012.
Every year at the stroke of midnight, you say, I'll avenge your death to the sky.
The new year of 2012, as the countdown was happening, just by chance we were playing that song. As it struck midnight, I just thought, wait a second, who's doing anything about this? It's like a charity single that no one paid attention to.
Yeah, it's actually a very serious message.
Yeah.
Someone's been holding the radio star hostage for a long time.
I'm going to get it this time.
You're going to avenge that death. Welcome to 2018, John.
Oh, thank you.
Why don't you kick off the year with a film idea?
That rhymed. Here's one, Jonathan's Creek. We got this one on Twitter, DMs to us. Always welcome to slide into our DMs.
They're open, baby.
Gloriously open, wide open. Jonathan's Creek, and it took me so long to get this that I thought the person had just like written two words. Because I was like, I know Jonathan Creek is a thing, because that's the name of a character played by Alan Davis, who's like a magician stroke crime detective.
Yeah, there is no end to the combination of profession and also crime detective, is there?
And Dawson's Creek, that's where the apostrophe S,
yep.
That's the difference between Jonathan and Jonathan's Creek, is the original teen American drama from the 90s.
And where does the wine Jacobs Creek factor into this?
I don't know.
Some product placement opportunities, maybe?
Yeah, sponsored by.
Sponsored, I remember. By didn't you sponsor Friends?
Yeah. Right. So we've got to have quite intelligent monologues. That's all I know, that Dawson's Creek had weirdly intelligent,
yeah,
verbose,
yeah,
teenagers.
I've seen it parodied a lot of times. Like, they're always by a lake.
Yeah.
Probably a creek, let's be honest.
Or...
You do get creeks in England.
What is a creek?
You know what a creek is. It's like a big stream.
Why wouldn't you get a creek in England?
I just never heard
you
it
think
said.
They go from stream to river?
Stream to river, yeah. No, have you ever heard of a creek in the UK?
No, but it must be.
Why?
I don't know.
It might just be an American word, but it's not, because Jonathan's got one.
Yeah. No, Jonathan doesn't have one. It's his surname.
Okay. What, so he's surnames... born at a creek?
Surnames don't necessarily mean you own the thing, Joel. Do you own a grove?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've got a little row of trees.
Okay.
Anyway.
What about the entire cast of Dawson's Creek is murdered?
Oh, and that's sad.
Whilst Jonathan, magician, is touring America.
What, solving crime? Oh, he's...
doing magic. He's not touring America solving crime.
Why not?
When have you ever seen on Ticketmaster a tour of crime solving?
Well, you can't buy tickets to it. You can do... You can't buy tickets to when the army do a tour of Afghanistan, John. A tour isn't exclusively something you buy tickets to.
Why not?
Well,
that's what I ask.
Look, maybe this will be the year. Front row seats. The magic side of things really kicked off. Maybe he's like left the life of crime solving behind him.
Yeah.
Because it's too much. It's too harsh.
Mm.
And he wants to really just push on with the magic stuff. And he wants to break America.
Yeah.
Which is where the big magicians come from.
Copperfield.
It's because we are too cynical.
You think?
Yeah. It's not. We're too cynical for magic here, but in America, they lap it up.
They love it.
They just love everything. They love stuff. They love to be entertained.
Didn't Copperfield do something insane like steal the Eiffel Tower? It was something mad like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, he just made, he like made the Statue of Liberty disappear.
Oh, that was it, yeah. But I mean, he didn't.
Didn't he?
I mean, what he did was he made it appear in one camera that the Statue of Liberty disappeared. Yeah. It wasn't like there were people in the street around him going, "Whoa,
shit!" People just started falling from the sky.
Yeah, tourists. There's a sign, guys, don't climb the Statue of Liberty today because David Copperfield's
going
to disappear. Right. What about, just by chance, the Dawson's Creek cast? Are we doing it now? Are they all older? Because it was all late 90s, both of these shows.
No, it's got to be late 90s, isn't it?
All right, late 90s. So it's like a year after both shows finish.
Yep.
Jonathan Creek is suddenly a big-name magician.
Of course.
Touring America. The Dawson's Creek cast go to watch his show.
I like it.
Lights up at the end. They're all dead.
Well, maybe there's a lights out bit for one of his tricks.
Yeah.
And it's just spotlight on him. Although that's just a show. What I've done there is describe the lighting for a show.
So what's going to happen, John, is before the show starts, the lights in the house where everyone sits are going to go down.
The house. They're in a house. Yeah, the house lights go down.
Yeah.
And no, but I think there's a complete blackout for a part of it.
Yeah.
For one of the tricks. And then...
He says he's going to make his glamorous assistant disappear.
Nice.
Lights come out. Everyone's disappeared apart from him.
Good. Very good.
And he has to work out
how... So the only people that went to see him are the cast of Dawson's Creek. That's because he did a show in Dawson's Creek.
He did it like in a little shed next to the creek.
Next to the creek. I did a Google. Mm-hmm. There's no evidence that creeks exist in the UK. I can't find a single listed creek in the UK. If you live near a creek, let us know.
I thought, when Joel started that sentence, I thought you were going to say there's no evidence that creeks exist at all. Like you start a new conspiracy theory.
No, I think a creek might just be like a US name for a stream.
And so Jacob's Creek is in America, isn't it? So...
Yeah.
If it was an English one.
We say up
wine.
The creek without a paddle. Interesting, isn't it?
It's just a great etymology stuff.
It's great. Welcome to The Illusionist.
Right. I think that's good. He works it out. Do we have to work out how he works it out?
No way.
No, we're just elevator pitching here.
Yeah, God.
What I didn't say was, so this was given to us on Twitter by a user called Aspect28, right? So I couldn't tell you the name.
Yeah.
However, I thought, I'll do a little bit digging. Their bio, Tyrannosaurus Shred, King of the Kings of Dinosaurs, Shredzilla.
Wow.
Which sounds like a much more interesting film.
I imagine it would be very difficult for a dinosaur to play a guitar because of the tiny arms.
But like in modern terms, like traditionally shredding is a guitar thing, but isn't like, now I think of people say shred, I think that it means getting ripped. And I'm sure dinosaurs are
pretty ripped. Yeah, shredding. When I moved into my house that I now live in...
You got shredded.
I got absolutely shredded. There were some things left behind by the previous tenant in my room, and one of them was a book called The Shredded Chef, and it was a really hunky man on the front holding some lettuce. Thanks for asking, John. The other two things that he left behind were a tub of creatine powder and a second book, Rediscover Catholicism. He's clearly a complex guy.
I've seen enough pictures of Jesus on the cross to know he was pretty shredded.
Yeah, he was absolutely ripped.
He was just finding his inner Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. He wanted to get as ripped as Jesus. Is that some sort of religious...
Yeah. It's a new exercise, it's a new plan? Sect, yeah. Shredded Catholics.
Run up wherever the mount was or the sermon was 12 times.
Yeah, that's the one. Would you like another idea from me, or would you like to go?
I'll give you one.
Go on.
I'll give you one. Lee's got in touch. And now... What's happening here is Lee is clearly watching some trash over the Christmas holidays. You know when they put any old movie on?
Yeah.
Clearly he's been watching Austin Powers films. And Lee wants to know why they stopped making them. Okay. Because there's 26 James Bond films. There's 3 Austin Powers films. All with a sort of a take on an existing James Bond film. Why did they stop?
Okay.
It's a good question, right?
Yeah. Are we going to... Are we getting like
Am I saying we... Do a pun on all 26 James Bond movies off the cuff?
No. No, the answer is no.
Okay. They're not difficult to do. They're not difficult to do. They're called like... It would be like You Only Shag Twice, wouldn't it, basically?
Dr. Blow?
On a Shaggisty Secret Service. What was that?
Dr. Blow?
Dr. Blow is very good. It's so easy.
What's Skyfall?
Thunderballs?
Thunderballs? Well, it's like... The new ones are harder, though, I think. Like Skyfall and Spectre.
Yeah, they are quite... Maybe that's why they stopped. Maybe... Here's what happened. The creators of James Bond got so annoyed with the Austin Powers franchise, they made the titles of the films difficult to spin.
Do you remember the, like, the terrible T-shirt that you could... You know, right, so we, Joel and I, live in London, and there are so many weird tourist shops. I don't really understand how they stay afloat.
Yeah, sell, and little tat shops.
Tat shops. But they sell London-based tat, but they also sell, like, really bad pun T-shirts, like, yeah, comedy T-shirts. Like... alien with a spliff saying "Take me to your dealer," kind of that kind of level. Right?
On that note, there's a shopping counter.
Really tickled him.
There's a shopping counter that sells this hat that I'm obsessed with, right? And I always think, has anyone in the history of time bought this hat? And it's a hat with the classic marijuana leaf all over it.
Yeah.
And on the front of the hat, it just says, "I love the Kush." Who designed and made that hat? And who has ever bought and worn that hat? I love it. I'm absolutely obsessed with it. The hat's always there on Cannon High Street. I don't know if they only ever made one, if it's a collector's piece. But yeah. How much do you have to love the Kush to buy that hat? That's what I want to know.
I might wear it ironically, though, because I hate the Kush. I hate it.
You hate Kush so much.
So my point was going to be that those crappy T-shirts, maybe the Austin Powers on Spectre is... FBI, which is female body in Spectre.
Very good, very good, very good.
Yeah, would we get a new comedy actor? Or unlike Bond, what? Do we just get Mike Myers to do every single
one? Oh, I like
one?
The idea of that. But yeah, we change up every few years.
Well, we're following the
Drake.
Model of Bond. It has to be a Canadian.
Yeah, it has to be a Canadian. I think Drake.
I mean, if we're going by that rule, and I actually think there is a genuinely really good youngish comedy actor from Canada.
Who's
Ryan
that?
Reynolds.
Oh,
he would actually be quite good, and he's quite hunky and Bondy anyway, and could do the funny stuff. He's more Bondy than Mike Myers ever was.
You are, yeah, because Mike Myers isn't really remotely Bondy.
No.
All right.
Does
so
he have
what
to do
we're
the
saying
silly teeth?
Is, he has to do the silly teeth. Okay. He has to wear the stupid frilly
clothes.
Yeah. What we're saying is, we want the Austin Powers franchise to reinvent itself.
Mm.
Or no, not even reinvent itself, just go the way of James Bond. Should they become, you know how the recent James Bonds have become a bit more Jason Bourne-y? Should the new Austin Powers become a bit grittier?
Yeah. How do you make gritty funny?
Good question. But I'm imagining it's still got all of the camp costumes and behaviour, but just with really gritty fight scenes. Really horrible, visceral fight scenes.
Like real blood and
like bruising. He gouges someone's eye out with that male sign pendant that he wears around his neck and things like that.
Okay. I like it.
Well, so basically what Lee wants to know is, why did they kill off Austin Powers franchises? The Austin Powers franchise.
We don't know.
We don't know. And we say they shouldn't have done.
No. Bring them on.
I'd like eventually there to be more Austin Powers films than there are James Bond films.
Yeah.
And for it to be more successful.
Yeah, let's do that.
Go on, give us another one.
This one's from Carol. Mm-hmm. Lawn of the Dead. I'm not sure if it takes place in a garden or if it's a zombie gardening.
Oh, both good. I immediately imagined it in like a home base. So you know how Dawn of the Dead, they end up in a shopping centre.
Mm.
In this one, they get locked in a home base and they have to utilise the things in home base.
What about it happens at Chelsea Flower Show?
Excellent. That's great.
So they have to... I'm not sure... So they have to... The people running Chelsea Flower Show know that there's a zombie invasion apocalypse happening, but they're trying to save face and keep the competition running whilst zombies take over slowly.
Good. That's very good.
There you go, Carol.
What more do you want?
Zombie film at Chelsea Flower Show.
That is good. Or at Kew. I don't know.
Any gardening place.
A posh West London garden is where it's going to happen. Would you like one from me?
Yes, please.
So this is from Oscar. It's untitled. Working title was MBE the movie. And Oscar suggested that people that get awarded honours in the New Year's honours list become part of a royal death cult. So there's more to getting awarded an honour than meets the eye.
Ooh.
There's like, you know, the ceremony that the public can see, and then you get ushered into another room where you're really indoctrinated.
Like Blood Brothers.
Like Blood Brothers. And the reason they won't give John Ronson one. So you know every year John Ronson does this whole thing on Twitter where he faux complains that he's not been awarded an honours.
Yeah.
Right. The reason is because he would expose it.
Oh.
So that's why they won't award him an honour.
Yeah.
It's because he would get in there and, you know, I'm John Ronson.
So, yeah.
Have you listened to The Butterfly Effect?
Yes.
Porn. Did you find the way he said porn really weird? Free porn.
So John Ronson, he's like a British investigative journalist, and he sounds like Joel's impression. And every year he does the Still No Bloody MBE thing.
Yeah.
And the best was, like, I think one of the British tabloids did an article about it.
About him complaining.
Like,
yeah,
completely
yeah, yeah, yeah.
po-faced, yeah. not understanding that it was clearly a joke. Wait, what was the title of the film? I swear there's like a, there's some sort of knighthood. Like, there's some sort of...
Very good.
Some sort of like...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, a clan thing. But I like it. I'm always... A royalty conspiracy theory.
We're up for it.
It's my bread and butter.
But what's the aim of this cult? Because it's got quite a varied list of people in into it. Is it a bit like the Masons?
Yeah, I thought it was a bit Masonic. Like, yeah. they run the country. What's the Illuminati? That kind of vibe.
Yeah, so that's they're the true Illuminati.
Yeah. Or, because at the minute there's this weird balance in politics where politicians and politics have all the actual power and the monarchy just don't have any real say. They, mm-hmm. But for some reason... Prince Charles decides, nah, I want to go back old school.
Nice.
I want
nice.
To, you know, I want to have some say over what happens in this country. In fact, I want to have all of the say over what happens in this country. And so he presses a button. Maybe it's like the Dark Mark in Harry
nice.
Potter.
Nice.
Does a thing. All the knights have to come together and fight
the
government.
They're like the sleeper
government.
Agents. Yeah. That's good. That is good.
So all knights are sleeper agents for Prince Charles.
And there's this bit, right, where Clegg is so torn between... whether to murder Tim Farron or Prince Charles. Oh. And he's like looking from one to the other, from one to the other. Because does he betray his political roots? Because now he's a sir.
Yeah.
And does he fight for the royals?
I don't think he'd have trouble killing Farron. I think it'd be Cable that he'd really struggle with. Vince Cable.
Yeah, you couldn't kill Cable.
No. I like this film, my dear.
There
I
you go.
Actually think it's great.
Well, then why don't you say thank you very much to Oscar?
Thank you very much, Oscar.
He says you're welcome.
We will thank you in our Oscar speech.
Hey!
It's
many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Have you got another one?
I mean, I'm going to say this one out loud.
Good. Otherwise, what, am I supposed to guess it?
Right, I'm going to mime this one for you, Joe. No, I'm going to say this one from Jane, and I don't think we should actually develop on it at all. We should just let this one just exist in the ether. Craig, David and Goliath. What about this one from Steve? Fellowship of the Ring. Goo. So it's the Lord of the Rings, but...
Yeah, okay.
But it's the Japanese horror film.
They've got to get a videotape to Mordor?
I don't think they have videos there. And it's,
Yeah, all right.
So it's some sort of, scroll.
Nice.
If people look at it...
What happens?
They get...
Gollum's quite Ringu-y.
Yeah.
In the way he moves.
He is.
Would absolutely love to see another remake of The Ring, but with Andy Serkis doing motion capture.
You know what? Now I think about it, the Fellowship of the Ringu is there's a thing that they have. The ring turns people evil. Gollum is a creature created by being corrupted by the ring.
Mm-hmm.
This is all, you could definitely just replace the tape with that.
Yeah.
And they die 7 days later. And
so what about Ringu?
Okay.
But it's just a horror Pingu. And, I don't know, Pingu gets... Something happens to Pingu.
There's an incredible...
I've never seen The Ring. I sort of vaguely know what happens.
Oh, yeah. I've not seen it either because I'm a massive pansy.
Yeah, because we're scared of films.
Of films in general.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this podcast? The Ring, you watch a tape. you die 7 days later. You get a call saying that you're going to die 7 days later.
Another Craig David reference there.
Maybe Craig David met this girl and had a fling with her.
What, he met the girl from The Ring?
Yeah.
And that's what the song 7 days is about.
He's like love all week.
Yeah.
Because he's like...
We never find out what happens at the end of that 7 days.
He dies and he knows he's going to die.
So he just makes the most of that week.
Yeah. So
that's brilliant.
He chills on Sunday, in inverted commas, but actually he's just prepping
kills on Sunday.
Wait, kills... He goes on a killing spree because he's got nothing to live for.
No, killed on Sunday, he says. So the song is chilled on Sunday, but really he's saying killed on Sunday.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I was killed on Sunday. Yeah. 7 days. The song about The Ring.
I think we've covered both of those perfectly fine.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Do you feel it's time for our own ideas?
Yeah, why not?
Good, okay. So, should I go first?
Yes, please.
It's topical, John.
Oh,
given the time of year. In the way that I normally always only ever do these things, it's just a title.
Yeah.
But I think it's a fucking good title.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's Evil.
Okay. He's evil.
That's good, right?
Yeah. So it's a horror film.
I thought of it, and I haven't Googled it because I'm convinced it's probably been done.
Yeah,
it's obviously a horror film. I reckon, is it like a New Year's Eve party that goes horribly wrong at the stroke of midnight? Is there a killer at the party that no one knows the identity of? What's going on here?
Are they listening to Video Killed the Radio Star and they have this revelation?
Are they watching The Hootenanny and at midnight a demented Jules Holland climbs out of the screen and kills everyone in the room?
I'd watch that.
That'd be great.
I like this. I think we've done this before, like about the whole like a great horror tension thing of the countdown. So I like the idea that it's just a party that goes wrong and it's not actually about counting down to
thing
doesn't have to necessarily just happen at midnight.
Maybe everyone's dead when midnight hits.
Oh, so someone is going through the party killing everyone.
Yeah.
And for some reason they have to kill everyone at the party without other people noticing all before midnight.
Yeah.
Or something worse happens.
The Jules Holland thing.
Oh, there's
New Year's Eve, you might not know this because you might not have been selected before, but on New Year's Eve, one house in the UK has to perform minimum 10 sacrifices to appease the god of Jules Holland. Do you know that?
Yeah.
You must have, like a folklore thing. But yeah, so a house will be selected at random, which is having a New Year's Eve party, and someone will be instructed to sacrifice everyone at that party, or else Jules Holland will be made angry and will wreak revenge across the UK.
The Hootenanny is a big musical party that happens on the BBC in the UK, hosted by Jules Holland, who's a musical legend and host and Boogie Woogie Man.
And Boogie Man, in this instance.
Oh!
He's the Boogie Woogie Man!
Yes!
Yes, that's so... Oh, God. Well, I know which film's winning this week.
Yeah, I like the idea. Also like the idea that... So, the last person is watching the Hootenanny.
Yeah.
Completely chill, because he doesn't know that everyone else has died.
Yeah.
And so our leading character
Boogie
is there
piano.
Behind, maybe with like a hammer or an axe or something, about to kill him. But also,
the
guy watching this, all he sees is a normal Hootenanny.
Yeah.
He just sees the countdown, people drinking Prosecco, great time. But what we see from the protagonist's point of view is like the Ringu, like climbing out of the TV, Jules Holland.
Yeah.
And then she obviously kills the last person at this party, and then he gets sucked back into the telly. Like, ladies and gentlemen, Elbow! And then Elbow play One Day Like This with an orchestra.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's a great movie.
Yeah. Better than the one I've got.
What have you got?
So I don't know if you've been on Twitter or the internet recently, but there was this image that went around that I just think was begging for a movie.
Right.
And it was called, did you ever see these flyers that went around New York called Bathe in My Milk? Oh, Joel, this is great. Google Bathe in My Milk and find the website. Please run us through the images as you see them.
Okay. This is not nice. So what's happening here is there are men of varying ethnicity and age and levels of shred in what looks like a bath of milk. It kind of looks like milk of magnesia, kind of sluicy sort of stuff, and a scary old lady standing next to them just sort of posing. What is happening here?
Well, that's the question I need answered, John.
What is this?
So it started off as a flyer, and the thing is...
What do you mean it started off as a flyer? Okay, so you've got all these images, and at the bottom just a link that says, if interested, please email me right away.
Would you not like to bathe in her milk?
I think I would.
So the flyer went viral. Well, not viral, but it went around people. And the thing is, it's obviously, it's a brilliant setup. It looks really convincing, but it must be some sort of setup. But the woman, so there's different men in this same bath. The bathroom is like horrendous, covered in stains. It's disgusting. It's something from a horror
film.
Does
it say a lot about me that I didn't mention that when I was describing the bathroom?
Looks like a normal
bathroom.
So there's
just a normal little bathroom here. I can't see anything too weird.
And the thing is, so there's a man in the bath looking quite po-faced every time, like not enjoying it but not having a terrible time, quite just blank-faced. And the woman is stood in different places in the room in each image, and in the final image she stood outside of the room looking in.
I don't like it. It's made me feel quite uncomfortable.
What happens when the man goes to bathe in this lady's milk?
Well, that's what we need to know.
Yeah So
is it like a found footage film?
Ooh, found photos.
She'll do it in milk, almond or soy. Which is nice if you're a vegan.
Like, you get there and you're like, I'm down with all this creepy weird as fuck shit, but I'm a vegan, so I'm going to have to say no.
She brings out the almond milk. Don't worry about it.
Oh, great. I don't know, because the brilliant thing about this is it's unexplained, and I kind of want to make a film, but actually the more I think about it, the less I want to know. Mm. How do you... I assume all these people, all these men disappear when they bathe in the milk.
Oh,
so all of these, right? So a bunch of men, right? We follow a detective, and a bunch of men have gone missing, and she has to find out why all these men have gone missing. Yeah. So she, halfway through the film, she discovers that all these men are in these photos that have gone missing, and whenever you, it's like one of those things where if you call up for the location isn't ever like discussed until you go there, right? So she can't just go to this. She can't call up. Also, I think in the poster it specifies that only men are allowed to go.
It does,
So the fact that she's a female detective, she doesn't have any male colleagues for some reason, so she can't get them
maybe,
to go.
Well, maybe she stops hearing from her boyfriend and then his image turns up in a flyer.
Well, that's it.
And that's why she starts investigating.
And here's the twist about three quarters of the way through is... images of men who have yet to go missing start appearing on flyers.
Oh man, I don't like that.
So it's not now we're not just trying to work out how where she's taking them, where they're going. We're also trying to save these men who are about to get killed.
Terrifying.
Yeah,
I like it. I'm into it.
Good, but obviously it's New Year's Eve with Jules Holland that wins.
So that's the winner.
Yeah.
A strong week, though. Thank you very much to everyone that suggested movie ideas. I would say up your game, because clearly John and mine were the superior.
Yeah.
But that's fine. That's fine. That's why we do this professionally.
So if you want to up your game, tweet us at Dream Factory Pod. I think we're the same on all social medias. Or search us on Facebook.
Yeah, you can't.
Send us an email, dreamfactorypod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And we will treat your suggestions nicer than we have today.
Maybe. We will do, yeah. With nothing but respect. Anyway, we've got to leave because there is a rat-tat-tat at the studio door. And who is it?
It's just a flyer that's just
that's weird.
Slid under the door.
Someone knocked on the door and then slid... Oh, my God! This is the bit... after the bit where no one actually listens to.
On our walk here, Joe, you were talking to me about your Christmas.
Yeah.
And as much as I am constantly engaged with what you have to say...
Of course.
I did have to pause you to just point out the strangest thing.
Yeah, so a man was on a standard bicycle. Imagine in your head a bicycle. You've got it. It's a classic image.
Yeah.
A standard bicycle.
Red.
What he'd done... strapped an engine to it. And it wasn't supposed to be on the bicycle. It wasn't like one of those bikes where it's got like a built-in electronic engine and you pedal it and it charges it
up. No.
He just whacked an engine on the side of it.
And it was the it sounded
so loud.
I was like, when at first you hear it, you think, okay, a big old motorbike's about to come.
Yeah, no way.
You see a red bicycle.
Just chugging along. It's great.
Very nice.
What's the point of that?
Yeah, living the dream though.
Christmas present?
Yeah. I want a bicycle that sounds like a motorbike.
Yeah.
And he did that.
And he got it. I wonder how much effort he saves himself. Also, what happens? Do the pedals still go round?
I think maybe he just had his legs out wide and they were just like
spinning around the crazy RPM.
I don't know. But
get in touch.
Have you ever driven a motorcycle?
No. Have you?
No.
The idea terrifies me.
Yeah, the idea... I struggle with cars, bicycles, any kind of vehicle, really.
John's never been on a motorway in a car, for example. How long have you had your license?
I've never driven on a motorway. I've been on a motorway.
You've never been on a
car.
Motorway. It takes you so long to get anywhere. How long have you had
when
your license for?
When I get a taxi,
for?
I'm like, whatever. How long?
Stop avoiding the subject. How long have you had your license for?
Years.
How many years?
I'm not sure. I haven't got it on me, but let's say five.
5 years, never once been on a motorway. Listen to this. The day after I passed my test, guess where I was?
M25.
The M25, mate. Just going round and round it. head out the window.
Whee!
Yeah, so that's what you need to know about me and John.
I'm not a confident driver. I don't like parking. I don't like any kind of driving.
Parking, you say?
Yeah.
This Christmas, God, that sounded like the most scripted.
Yeah.
If it wasn't, you didn't even know that was happening. No. I wanted it to sound awkward.
Oh, thanks, mate.
If anything ever sounds bad or awkward in this show, that's because I wanted it to sound that way.
Joel will sometimes have a totally normal conversation whilst tickling my knee just to make me sound more awkward.
It is true. You shouldn't get your knees out. So, I drove a car this Christmas for the first time in about 2.5 years.
Rental.
What, are you my hype man?
Rental.
Right, no, I want you to do that for every sentence now, okay? All right? You've made your bed. You've got a lie in it.
Okay.
All right? It's a weird thing to do. You said a word that I hadn't even said in the sentence. It was weird. Anyway, so I drove a car for the first time in 2.5 years this Christmas.
Rental.
Excellent. I hired a car from Southend Airport.
Excellent services.
Yeah, the guy there was great. He was undeniably great. And also, there was a man behind me in the queue who...
Do I have to hype this guy up?
No, it's fine. That's fine. We had fun with that.
Yep.
Don't worry about it. And I can see you're under a lot of pressure right now.
Right.
So I hired my car. I'd already booked it. And my plane landed about half an hour before the rental place shut.
That half hour?
Yeah.
Stressful.
It's quite stressful. Yeah, got through everything fine. Got there. There was a guy behind me at the car hire. Hadn't even booked... This is Christmas Eve. 5 o'clock Christmas Eve. Hadn't even booked a car. It's absolutely ridiculous. He was on the phone getting really angry. And then he was like... I need to book a car. And the guy was like, oh, like did a comedy worried face because it's Christmas Eve. Yeah. It's 5 o'clock. That guy was about to be in a Christmas film, right? He was about to be in a Christmas film. He had massive bags with him, clearly full of gifts, and no way of getting where he wanted to go.
Yeah.
I should have offered him a lift, shouldn't I?
Nah.
Thinking about it.
It's a shame that didn't happen before our Christmas episode because that would have been a really great romp.
It would have been a really good romp. And instead, we've got to leave it there. Anyway, so I drove really far in my little car to my girlfriend's house.
Yep.
She lives on a... Well, her parents' house. She lives on a busy... They live on a busy residential street. It's permits. It's full up. It's Christmas. You can imagine. It's chock-a-block, right?
Yeah.
So I just parked in front of some gates temporarily. Mm. Just left the car there because I've been driving a lot. Wanted to get inside, you know, have a nice warm cup of cocoa, something like that. 5 minutes later, girlfriend's mum says... They're Northern Irish, so it's... Hello, there. I can't do the accent. I've been with them quite a lot over Christmas. I still can't do the accent.
Northern Irish.
Nye. Hey, Nye.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
If you had to move your car within the R.
R.
Move it within the R.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that. Anyway, a space appeared.
Yeah.
Outside the house. It was a small space, John. Now, I've not driven a car in 2.5 years, and then I had to parallel park in front of both of her parents.
Ooh,
isn't that a terrifying thought?
Yeah. I hope the car had power steering.
Hey, come on! Anyway, I nailed it, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And that's that. I basically wanted to show off that I'm great at parallel parking, so that's what that whole story is about.
Wow.
We played a game on Christmas Day.
I'm glad you're moving on to a new story, because I don't want that to be where we finish.
We played a game on Christmas Day called Discovering Ireland. It was made...
You sent me a screenshot, actually, yeah. A photo.
It was made by...
A screenshot of a board game.
What world are we living in? It was made by the Irish Tourist Board in, like, 1988 or whatever.
Were they playing ironically or they seriously?
I think they were. Well, here's the thing, mate. Joel Grove steps up, plays a board game with three Irishmen.
Yeah.
Irish, two of them Irish women. Three Irish people.
People, yeah.
I bloody won the bugger, didn't I?
No way.
Yeah, it felt like colonial rule all over again.
Is it based on your knowledge of Ireland?
You get given a. Here's the rules.
Great.
You're given two cards, an entry and exit from Ireland, right? And then.
Exit! sorry.
And then you get five destinations within Ireland.
Oh, lovely.
You start at your entry point. You have to go to the five other points and then to your exit point. Normally, what happens is the entry and the exit are like right next to each other, but you've got to go all the way around Ireland to visit the places. And you can put roadblocks in to stop other people's things. And there's chance cards, all that jazz, right?
Yeah.
So you do need some knowledge of Ireland. You need to like know a route fairly well, I guess.
The map doesn't have the places
on? Well, it does have the places on, but, you know, like, there's places called Kilkenny and Kilcaddy and Ronnie. Yeah, yeah. You have to figure out which one of those you're going to. And anyway, I won. Apparently. I discovered Ireland.
No way.
I felt like I'd gone to Ireland and conquered it.
Wow.
And I was now the king of Ireland.
Well done, mate. I'm really
it's pretty
proud
good,
of you.
Isn't it? Yeah.
I didn't play a game like that.
What did you play?
A game called Bears versus Babies. By the people...
The Bears always win, right?
Well, that's what I've thought.
Yeah.
But apparently not. Apparently these are bloody strong babies.
Yeah, I sound like
some
it.
Of them are tiny bears as well.
Did you win?
No.
Pathetic.
We'll hopefully see you next week.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.